a solemn vow right then and there that I would not rest. I would not sleep for an instant until the one-nostriled man was brought to justice. But first I decided to buy some donuts. So I got in my car and I drove over to the donut shop, and I walked on up to the guy behind the counter, and he says, "Yeah, what do you want?" I said, "You got any glazed donuts?" He said, "Nah, we're out of glazed donuts." I said, "Well, you got any jelly donuts?" He said, "Nah, we're out of jelly donuts." I said, "You got any Bavarian cream-filled donuts?" He said, "Nah, we're out of Bavarian cream-filled donuts." I said, "You got any cinnamon rolls?" He said, "Nah, we're out of cinnamon rolls." I said, "You got any apple fritters?" He said, "Nah, we're out of apple fritters." I said, "You got any bear claws?" He said, "Wait a minute, I'll go check." I said, "Well, in that case, what do you have?" He says, "All I got right now is this box of 1 dozen starving, crazed weasels." I said, "Okay, I'll take that." So he hands me the box, and I open up the lid, and the weasels jump out, and they immediately latch onto my face and start biting me all over. Oh, man, they were just going nuts. They were tearing me apart. You know, I think it was just about that time that a little ditty started going through my head. I believe it went a little something like this. Oh, get him off me, get him off me. Oh, get him off, get him off. Oh, get him off, get him off, get him off me. Oh, God, get him off. I ran out into the street with these flesh-eating weasels all over my face, waving my arms all around and just running, running, running like a constipated wiener dog. And as luck would have it, that's exactly when I ran into the girl of my dreams. Her name was Zelda. She was a calligraphy enthusiast with a slight overbite and hair the color of strained peaches. I'll never forget the very first thing she said to me. She said, "Hey, you got weasels on your face." That's when I knew it was true love. We were inseparable after that.